In today's international report, we go to Kenya, where surrogacy is a growing trend amongst a certain section of Kenyan women. The practice is intended to help infertile couples who are unable to conceive naturally. According to the Nairobi In Vitro Fertilization Center, which offers a service, 20 couples commissioned other women to carry their pregnancy for them in 2010, the last year for which dependable statistics were available. Statistics from the clinic show that 30 babies were born to surrogate mothers at about that time, a number that is believed to have risen since. Some estimates suggest that hundreds of Kenyan women may now be carrying babies for other women. Joseph Jira has this report.
Ekerubo is a 37-year-old mother of two. She lives in the rural area of Likoni in Mombasa. She is among other Kenya surrogate mothers who are willing to help out infertile couples get children. Ekerubo heard about surrogacy through international media and the internet. The advantage for her is helps her earn a living.
I got to know of surrogates through television, and then I searched on the internet and registered as a surrogate mother, because as per the Kenyan law, it's better to work hard than stealing. I've decided to use my womb to help someone who cannot conceive. I opt for surrogates because that's what fits me.
The estimated surrogacy fees in Kenya are around $40,000. If a surrogate procedure involves artificial insemination and the embryo of another woman, and $35,000 if it is done through a traditional procedure whereby a surrogate uses her own embryo. The fees of surrogacy procedure in other countries start from $60,000 to $1,000,000, depending on the procedure you opt for the surrogacy. Kerubo says she has been searching for job opportunities for more than 6 years without success. Life has been unbearable for her and for her two children, but surrogacy has been a means to provide for her children.
Process ya surrogate mother iko process tatu, lakini ile ya kwanza,
I understand there are three procedures of surrogacy, but I like being a surrogate mother. I want to do this business for the sake of my two children. I'm a single mother and I need to educate them. I myself am uneducated. That's why I'm doing this, to earn a living. In Kenya, it has been hard finding a job.
Kenya sasa kupata kazi ni ngumu.
But it is much more affordable than in other Western countries, such as the US or Britain. And for now, it remains legal, given there is no specific surrogacy law in Kenya, which is not the case in other countries where the procedure is legal. Agunga Mwinga, a Mombasa High Court lawyer and a former member of parliament, says the issue of surrogacy is still very sensitive in the country because of social values, although it is necessary to have a legal agreement between both sides of the parents.
Hapa Kenya masuala haya yamekuwa, lakini mara nyingi kwa sababu
these issues have been taking place in Kenya, but because community belief a woman must carry a child in her own womb, they have been secretly practiced. I remember in 10th Parliament we debated a bill on surrogacy. It was named the Assisted Reproductive Technology Bill. We really debated on it, and it was only for the President to assent it.
The bill was recently named as the Assisted Reproductive Technology Bill. It gives heterosexual couples the right to gestational surrogacy in Kenyan clinics. But as of 2016, the bill was still not ratified. According to the bill, a woman of at least 25 years may have an embryo of another couple placed or artificially inseminated into her for the purpose of surrogate motherhood. The intended parents must have a heterosexual couple in a stable relationship. However, the Archbishop of Catholic Archdiocese of Mombasa, Martin Kivuva, says the church does not tolerate such procedures. He claims some couples may take advantage of it to engage in child trafficking.
This process of conceiving a baby raises many questions. It's a habit that is now coming into our country, and people should take early caution, because some do it as a way of child trafficking, women will be used in bad ways. Some do it as their businesses.
That is their business.
Ekerubo says she cannot get attached to the baby after conceiving. It's a well-paying business and it involves a formal agreement from lawyers of both sides.
This process has no side effects. You know, if you carry the baby for 9 months, there must be an agreement between lawyers from me and the couple. I don't think if I still need the child, because I already have my kids, I won't be related with this child in any way.
The procedure has mixed reactions from local citizens in Kenya, saying it's against the norms of the community, as these residents from Mombasa explain.
This will cause a lot of infection because many infertile men will start cheating on their spouses.
You may take this as an easy thing to you, but in terms of family matters, it may break many families.
For now, it's up to the Kenyan Parliament to decide on the Assisted Reproductive Technology Bill. In the meantime, infertile couples benefit from surrogacy, while many women turn to it to ensure a certain standard of living. Joseph Jira, Mombasa, RFI.